every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
And a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, it is a NFL Thursday night into a football Friday here on the network. Welcome aboard. We appreciate it. We are sponsored in part by Herb Chambers and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in New England with dealerships in Brookline. Whoa. Let's go with Burlington, Boston, Seacock, Westboro, Massachusetts. Dominic Jimenez along the way. We're going to open it up with a lot of NFL and college football talk as, look, you get to Thursday overnight into Friday, it becomes a football Friday and a weekend, right? So we will delve into that. Of course, you've got Packers Commanders on Amazon Prime on a Thursday night, and Micah Parsons listed as questionable. I doubt he will miss this game. That's just my hunch. We'll see. And you got an elite pair of quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, with the Manning, Brady, and all those star quarterbacks have moved on well into their retirement. The influx of young blood and talented blood in the quarterbacking position at the NFL is about as good as it gets. And this one on Thursday night, Amazon Prime, Daniels coming off a win over the Giants, who could not move the ball. Russell Wilson, look, they paid him $10 million, and it looks like Jackson Dart is more than just warming up in the bullpen. Listen, Brian Daboll, say what you want. The offensive coordinator there with the Giants have groomed quarterbacks. Josh Allen would be one. Mahomes would be the other. So don't think that they're not licking their chops to get their hands to Jackson Dart. They don't want to move too fast. The Giants, I don't think, obviously with a very tough start to the season schedule-wise, are not, not staring down the barrel of pulling the hook. But you realize if they pull Russell Wilson, $10 million after 1 week, I mean, that's $10 million they flushed down the toilet. So I don't think they're going to do that, but we'll keep an eye on that. And then you got a bevy of other games we'll get into. A lot of trouble in Miami. You got Tyreek Hill. There's talk of maybe a trade. Who knows? He looks like he's damaged goods right now with these allegations of domestic abuse. So, we're going to focus on the games, college football. We've got our guy, Mike Griffith, who is getting ready for Georgia, Tennessee. That's going to be huge in Knoxville. That's where we get started on a Thursday overnight into a Friday here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
celebrate responsibly.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Thursday into a Friday, a little bounce in my step. We got 85 and 90 degree days here in the Midwest. Notre Dame, Texas A&M on Saturday. I got to give a shout out to Western New England on several fronts. First of all, we've got a unbelievably talented artist coming up here at 40 past the hour from a little hamlet there in Hampshire County, Western New England, about 99 miles to Boston. Her name is Donna Estabrook, that coming up. But how about UMass? They're going to be in Iowa City Saturday night, Big Ten Network. And yours truly will pass on that game. The Minutemen are the Minutemen for a reason. Because once the game's about a minute old, they got toast. They get toasted. I mean, how do you lose to Bryant University of North Smithfield, Rhode Island? You know, the only reason Bryant's even on the map is twofold. One, the Patriots used to train there before they, you know, got the training facility outside Gillette, and they used Gillette itself. And then Bryant had a basketball point-shaving scandal about half dozen years or 10 years, 12 years ago, which put them on the national landscape for all the wrong reasons. Plus, we got another one now, 13 NCAA players. And anybody who thinks otherwise, look, Adam Silver of the NBA was the one who spearheaded this. He was all for it. He knows what interest that it draws. They don't talk about the lives it destroys, but, you know, people make choices. There's liquor stores, there's drug stores, there's all sorts of things. There's a lot of temptations out there and a lot of addictive ways, and, yeah, we're starting to see it in the NCAA and, don't you know, the NBA as well, and we're going to see it in college football as well. You wait and see. We've had it before this, and now that it's all legal and the stigma's gone, that's where we're going. But I'm saving that for another day. I am too amped up for this football. It starts Thursday night. Let's just break this one down real quick. Because I like the Commanders' chances tonight, too. Outright victory, I really do. Daniels, they got a little bit of a running game, which really surprises people because, you know, they've been dinged up. But, you know, they've got Eckler in the red zone and sometimes on a third or even a fourth down and short. If they're not, you know, if they're in that tweener position between field goal and punting the ball, you know, they've got players. And, you know, McLaurin, what did he do? I think he caught two balls against the Giants. So the holdout, probably he was carrying some rust. But I love the Commanders in this spot tonight. I just love the quarterbacking matchup. You know, say what you want. Maybe this is flawed thinking on my part. But when I see quarterbacking matchups, I look like, you know, this is Nolan Ryan going up against Roger Clemens. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, Jaden Daniels is mobile. He's very talented. This is going to be, I mean, this is a dynamite game. Where they stick it, where they stick Thursday Night Football, that's Amazon Prime. It drives some people crazy. If you want it bad enough, you find a way to find it. Then you got Jordan Love and you got the Packers and, you know, Micah Parsons, albeit listed as questionable. It's going to take a funeral director to get this guy out of this game tonight, in my opinion. Micah Parsons knows the, you know, he knows the stage is big. Players like Micah Parsons and your quarterbacks and your elite players, they want to be there when the stars are shining and the lights are shining their brightest. And that's what you get on Thursday Night Football. And so we got a doozy to start a football weekend on Thursday night. Now, so I'll just give you that real quick. I really do. I like the Commanders' chances tonight. And this would be a, you know, because, and here's why I preface this, although I will preface it in saying, a lot of people think the Washington Commanders did it with smoke and mirrors last year and kind of ambushed people and they're not going to sneak up on anybody. That's very true. But you know what? When you got talent, and you've got really good, mentally tough players. And I think Daniels is all of that and then some. It does not matter. You know, you could talk about a pullback and a, you know, they said the same thing about Josh Allen and all he's done is strung together five great years. You know, have they gotten the ultimate prize? Absolutely not. Will they? It could be next February in Santa Clara. That's how good Buffalo is. We will see. All right. So let's just quickly go through the menu. And I do want to have Dom jump on real quick because I want to start with the Niners and Saints. And you're saying, what are you doing? The Niners are as dinged up and as banged up as you could be. Mac Jones will get the start at the Caesars Dome in New Orleans. But the more, I think, alarming thing that we saw this week is the Purdy injury. Brock Purdy, former Iowa State quarterback. He got his big payday, and sure enough, now he's injured again. So, Dom, what are you hearing? I know Shanahan floated more than a month, and that caught me off guard. Give me a quick update if you could.
Sorry, Marty, I was rolling around here. A quick update on what?
On let's just hear about, because I'm hearing now, and you've read it too, that Shanahan floats the idea that Purdy could be out more than just this one game.
Oh, yeah. No, it was... Shanahan said it could be up to 2 to 5 weeks. We've seen these type of injuries kind of linger, so I don't even know if it's going to be right in those 4 weeks, potentially. I'll say Mac Jones doesn't inspire a lot of confidence in me. However, he has a track record as a starting quarterback in the NFL. It may not be a great track record, but he has done it, and I think this is clearly the most talented team that's been around him, comparatively to New England and Jacksonville. So if Mac Jones just needs to mind the store for a few weeks, I think the Niners are going to be okay. I was actually on the air like less than 2 hours ago saying this exact thing where, given their schedule, they've got New Orleans, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Rams, and one other team that is eluding me right now over the next 5 weeks, it's entirely possible they go 3-5. It's not that I'm discounting their opponents, but they have a what appears to be a healthy and very good defense this year. And some of the teams that they're playing up next are not world beaters. They're not Super Bowl contenders. So if Mac Jones just takes care of the ball, it's possible they go 3-2 and are just fine.
I agree with that. And part of the deal in the National Football League, as you know, and we all know, you got to get through the 17-week grind. You're going to have hurt players. Kittle, to me, is huge, too. Yeah. And they need him back. So, you know, look, if you're out against New Orleans, that's a win for San Francisco. But you never say that with complete certainty because it's National Football League. You just don't know. But that's where we'll start. All right, Seahawks, I'm going to run through these real quick. We don't have a ton of time, and we got a whole bunch of other things to dive into today. So Seahawks-Steelers, you know, I'm really interested in this game because, you know, I mean, Rodgers caught me, and I think he caught us all off guard. Anybody that said they saw Aaron Rodgers going into MetLife, even against the Jets, as bad as that defense can be, and carve them up the way he did in comeback fashion, so this will be interesting to see if Rodgers can keep the mojo going. You got a Seahawks team rolling into the East Coast. We know what it's like. Last year in Foxborough, I saw them. And you know how it is with these West Coast teams. You know, their body clocks tell them it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So I sound like I'm making excuses for the Seahawks. But that's the reality. Here's one that will pique your interest if you're on the East Coast, and that's Buffalo at the Jets, because Justin Fields did finally get his mojo going against, last week against Pittsburgh. He did. On the other side of the ball from Rodgers, Justin Fields put up good numbers. It'll be very interesting to see if he can keep it going, because, you know, there's the idea, too, that, you know, this guy was a high draft pick, You know, he obviously had a bumpy time in Chicago. So it'll be very interesting to see how the Jets, engineered by Justin Fields, go. Bears, Lions. Yeah, you know, listen, the Lions go into Green Bay and get picked off. There's no shame there. They look disjointed. They are in that mode of a pullback. And I say a pullback in the form of, you know what? They went to dizzying heights. They got a riverboat gambler for a coach. Dan Campbell thinks fourth down is third down. He doesn't care. Kicking has been weird. They go for two-point conversions when it's conventional to do otherwise, and vice versa. So we shall see. You know, if I had to guess, you know, the Lions are going to do okay. You're going to have a coach on the other side, Ben Johnson, who intimately knows Detroit. So that's a little bit of a subplot, if you will. So we'll go down that road deeper on a Friday edition. Giants, Cowboys. So here you go. I mean, here you go. You know, Daniel Jones lit it up late of the Giants, lit it up for Indianapolis, engineered scoring drives on every single possession. And now all of a sudden, you know, he's in Indy and the Giants are going with Russell Wilson, who looks like a tired retread at the moment. So look for the Cowboys to find the W column. All right, we're coming back. I'll continue on this theme. We'll toss in some college football on Sports Overnight America and the WNBA. How about that? Playoffs right around the corner. We could see some seeding movement tonight. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
All right, strolling along here on the Sports Overnight America, Thursday into a Friday. I want to give a shout out to, they're going to host us during the Ryder Cup in New York, and that's the folks, John Toabato. I can't even pronounce his name right, James Riley, and that is the library collection of hotels like Hotel Constellation. 147 West 43rd in Midtown Manhattan, actually Times Square. If you're looking for a hotel where you want some peace and quiet and a boutique hotel with a staff, including the doorman, the bellhops, the staff up on the second floor, it's a full-blown library, folks. It is appointed with comfortable furniture, 24/7 coffee, tea, snacks, lattes, cappuccinos, and you're greeted each day with a smile. They are just top-notch. And I have referred multiple people to go, and the reviews are always no surprise to me because they do a great job. And so we welcome them to Sports Overnight America. Casablanca Hotel, like I said, the John, the GM, the owner Henry, James Riley, Chris Morrell. Again, I'm just throwing out names right now, but you will hear in the days and weeks ahead how much they are valued when we take our business by necessity into the Big Apple, whether it's sporting events or business. Wonderful folks at Hotel Casablanca. So there you go. All right, let's dive back into it. Where did we end up? We ended up with Bills Jets. Then we did the Bears Lions. I threw the Giants Cowboys out there. You know, I'd like to see Russell Wilson go into Dallas and pick them off. You know, Dallas and Jerry Jones, it just it drives me nuts. You know, you got a great football city. You got a great sports city in Dallas, one of the best. And then you got an owner who just he's still living off 1989 and Aikman and Emmett Smith and Michael Irvin. And, you know, it drives me nuts. So we'll see. And, you know, we get the Cowboys every year on Thanksgiving, right? We get them in that middle game. We now get the triple header. We get the Lions, and I'll look ahead to that because I want to know who's why do I think it's the Lions and Packers, or was that last year? I'll check that out. But anyways, I'd like to see the Giants go in there and pick off Dallas and, you know, get them nice and looking nice and sharp at 0-2. How about that? Browns, Ravens. We said it. And it bears repeating because it's true. There is no more endangered coaching staff than Kevin Stefanik and his staff in Cleveland. I mean, the one word they do not want to hear even bandied about is interim. But let me tell you, someone on that staff is warming up in the bullpen. They have a near impossible first month of the season. They're going to be 0-4. And then you look at the other weeks, they have a good chance of being at 1-7. And I don't think they're going to wait that long. I really don't. And it's too bad because he's a great coach. But they don't, they just, I don't know. It's just crazy. You know, I mean, Baker Mayfield, I thought they would ride the crest with him. But, you know, that fell apart. He wanted huge money. Then he found his way to Carolina and then the Rams and then Tampa. And he's found himself again. So Browns, Ravens. And I put that in a 5-star mode. I put it about 2 stars. Can't get too wound up about that. I see Lamar Jackson apologize. That fan, you know, gets banned. No fine coming the way of Lamar Jackson. But, you know, the fans need to behave, and the players don't need to be doing stupid things either. So there you go. Niners Saints, we touched on that. Mac Jones gets the start. How about Patriots Dolphins? You know, I everybody is really, really down on the Dolphins, and we, you know, look, they got absolutely destroyed in week one, and now they turn around, and here come the Patriots, a divisional team, and Tua is going to have to throw this team on his back. Tyreek Hill has got all sorts of off-field stuff, huge distraction. The league is investigating. You don't want that. So you've got a very distracted Miami team, and yet they're seen as, you know, a favorite at home against the Patriots. And the Patriots, let's be honest, they needed to come out better than they did at home. You know, in the home and season opener, the Patriots just looked flat. And the Raiders came in there and just did their business and got out of Dodge with the victory. So toss-up game. If I weren't a Patriot fan, I wouldn't even pay attention to this one. Jacksonville and Cincinnati, better game than you think. Jacksonville seems now to have recovered from, you know, the playoff. You know, they scared the Chiefs, but you know what? Close doesn't work ultimately. It's about winning. So this is a spot where week two of the season, Cincinnati, you know, struggled against Cleveland, got the victory in the Buckeye State battle. I look for Cincinnati, though, not to come into that game flat. I think they come in a little more tweaked. You know, that first week is always over. There's always overreaction on the part of fans, the broadcasters, the media in the totality, the players, you name it. Everyone overreacts to week one. If your team wins, you go crazy. If they lose, you go crazy in a different way. And so you start to see, you know, after 3 or 4 weeks, you start to see a real snapshot of your team. But week two is always a good indication, too, because you've got the, you know, the first game jitters out of the way. They're still, they're professional athletes. I get it. But there's something about the season where guys get tight at the start of the season. So we shall see. I like Cincinnati. And then you got Carolina and Arizona. Panthers improved, coaching staff good. Bryce Young starting to maybe perhaps find himself a little bit. Need to see more. Really need to see more. Broncos, Colts, better game than you think. Daniel Jones, the first time they go three and out or punt will be the first time they don't score on a drive. I mean, that was a remarkable. And he was kind of the five-star darling of week one of the NFL. They are at home. The Broncos come in. I will pay close attention to that 4:05 Eastern start. Obviously, the marquee game of the week is your Eagles and Chiefs. And obviously, a Super Bowl rematch. You know, the Chiefs looked very, very – I mean, the game was drab. It was hard to watch that game in San Paolo. But look, they got picked off. They're going to come out. It's almost unthinkable that they would be 0-2. So there you go. Then Falcons and Vikings, this game would be a little bit better if Kirk Cousins was going back to Minnesota. But that record is played before. Right now it's Michael Penix's team and the Vikings. McCarthy looked good in the comeback win. So I'll go with a little bit of a mini streak and expect Minnesota to hold serve at home. All right, we'll do the Monday night games later. Let's get Dom in here because I do want to sort out the final regular season night of the WNBA, and who better to do it than our man who's got his eye on the league. And, Dom, what do we got tonight? All eight are seated, but there could be some musical chairs 1 through 8. Let me hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the 8 teams that are in the playoffs, that's locked in. Nobody else is going to sneak in on the last night. Nobody's going to fall out. It's final. Right now, you've got the Lynx. They're locked in at 1. It's Minnesota. They play the Valkyries. I don't know if they're going to rest any of their players, given they've been resting them sporadically over the last week and a half. I know Caleb McBride's had a game off. Alana Smith's had a game off. Nafisa Collier's had a game off. So I don't know if they're going to do a bulk rest against the Valkyries. That game is very important for the Valkyries, though, because if the Valkyries win, they move from 7-6, which moves Indiana to 7. If the Valkyries lose, they drop to 8, and Seattle moves up to 7. At 2 and 3, you have currently the Atlanta Dream and the Vegas Aces. The Dream are done for the season. Mm-hmm. So if the Aces win, they move up to 2. Atlanta falls to 3, but they're locked in at 2 and 3, one or the other. 4 and 5, that's done. That's 4 Phoenix and 5 the New York Liberty. So 6 through 8 has some movement, and 2 and 3 has a little bit of movement. And obviously the 6 through 8 is huge because it's going to determine who you go start your first round series against.
Yeah, because 1 plays 8, 2 7, 3 6, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so is Indiana locked in or no? They could move if someone wins tonight, right?
If the Valkyries win, Indiana drops from 6 to 7, but that's the worst that can happen.
All right, and they're playing the Lynx. I think the Lynx might treat this as, let's not get anybody hurt. The game is at the Target Center. We'll keep an eye on that. Tell me about the team, other than Minnesota. What team is it Atlanta? Who do you think right now is the team that we really need to pay attention to that could be a not even a dark horse, but an upsetter if it's not the Minnesota Lynx Invitational? Let me hear.
So there's two teams, but it's not really upset special, really, because of the two teams that I'm about to pick. It's New York and Vegas. Vegas, I think, is on a 16-game winning streak right now. I don't recall if they lost on Wednesday night or not, but they're on a huge winning streak or just had a huge winning streak and are getting healthy. Jackie Young, healthy. Chelsea Gray, healthy. Asia Wilson, healthy. They just got another player back whose name is eluding me, but she's got a hyphenated last name. She gave birth in July and played in their last game, so she's back. So the Aces, and they have the championship pedigree, the championship coaching staff. I think they have a legitimate chance at running the table and beating everybody. And the Liberty are getting healthy, Marty. Sabrina Ionescu is finally back. She had been out with a toe injury. Brianna Stewart's been back for about a week and change. She had been banged up. Isabel Harrison had a concussion. She's been back for a couple weeks. Nayara Sabali, another bench player, is finally back and limited minutes, but she's back in part of the rotation. Plus Jonquel Jones and Natasha Cloud, not to mention Leone Fibich and Marine Johannes. They're a loaded team and they're starting to get healthy. So if they can be ready as a 5 seed, technically them winning would be an upset no matter what, because they'd beat a higher seed in the first round. And if they go on and beat Minnesota, that's an obvious upset too. So I think the Vegas and the Liberty, even though they have the championship pedigree, would be my upset teams.
Alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, we stroll along here on a sports weekend. Weekends always start on Thursday around here. Indeed, a Thursday into a Friday across the country. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, SportsOvernightAmerica.com, SportsByline.com, and worldwide, globally, on the American Forces Radio Network. You know how much we love the arts. You know how much we love to, when we identify talent, whether it's comedians, actors, actresses, musicians, and artists. I get to take my swing today because I love this woman's work. Her name is Donna Estabrooks, and she is out in Western Mass, probably, I'll say 100 miles, foothills of the Berkshires in Florence, Northampton, Amherst area. She lives in Lake Pleasant, which is a beautiful little hamlet there along Route 2, and I think 202. But let's get her in here and say hello to Donna Estabrooks. Donna, Marty Terrell, a very happy customer, and I consider you a friend. How are you? And thanks for coming on the program.
Great, Marty. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Hey, you got to tell the story. Now, you went to the University of Massachusetts, and you need to tell the story. How did you embrace being the painter that you have ultimately become? Because I think it's a fascinating story. So where did this all start for you? Because you were in a completely different field, were you not?
I didn't go to college to for art, actually, until I took a course, and the teacher couldn't teach perspective, and I had to teach the perspective. And that was what I learned from that Charles Schultz Malin school. And so anyway, I ended up joining UMass and becoming an art major later on when I realized I couldn't take a class. But I think you wanted me to talk about the drawing a Winky. I won a contest in the TV Guide. You know, anybody that's older would know there's Draw a Winky, and I won. And I had an online course. Not online. It was by mail. There was no online back then.
Charles Schultz. I mean, this is peanuts. He's a Springfield Mass man. Of course, he's passed away in the last couple of years. But we all do remember, us older folks remember, you had to draw Winky in TV Guide. It was in the middle of the TV Guide each week, was it not?
Yep. So I won. My parents didn't believe me. They were like, no way, that you couldn't have won. And but I did. And they sent me art supplies, and I did all my courses, and then when I went to UMass, I think I went for marketing or something like that, but switched over because I couldn't take an art class that was any good if you weren't a major. So,
okay, so I want people to understand, this is Donna Estabrooks, folks. It's just a wonderfully gifted person and talent and a great soul. But there's not a method to the madness, but there seems to be an enduring theme in your paintings. Is that fair? And if so, how would you describe what you love to paint and what ultimately comes out on the canvas? Let me hear.
Well, I call them painted prayers. It's just what I want in my life and what I want for the world. But painting what just I want to paint, usually, there's the magic in it. And so I just paint what I want to paint. I call them painted prayers.
Well, I want to tell you, and you know this to be true, you also are noted for your work with venues. And in our family, we have a Barcelona. We're working on a Central Park, which we're excited about. They're all available, by the way. I'm going to give Donna's website out. But you take people to places that they've been or they want to go, and it's fascinating. So, yes, I get the painted prayers, but you also, I think, do a great job portraying the venues that a lot of people love. So Barcelona, New York, Boston, and I'm sure there's others, but What started that when you started painting venues around the globe?
Oh, well, it's just I do commissions. And the way I come up with a game of how I do a commission, and it's I usually do one is what they say they want. One is another one is what they say they want in intuition. And the other one is my magical intuition painting. It doesn't even matter what they say. And then I show them the three paintings, and they pick. And what I found is that when it works for me, I started off being a graphic artist like 40 years ago. And right. If I just did what they said they wanted, it doesn't have the same magic if I just let the intuition flow. So it's just a game that I do, and it works, and there's magic in it, and people love it, and they get the painting of their dreams.
You know, the thing that I love about your work, I really do mean this, it's so versatile. You are so versatile. And the other thing is, it's not all East Coast. I mean, there's some foreign stuff. What about portraits? I've been asked to ask you that. Do you ever venture into that, or is that just like the deep end of the pool that you stay away from? Because portraits, I got to imagine, are really difficult. Let me ask. Go ahead.
Well, I do portraits. A really popular one is people love having paintings about their pets. I love it when somebody tells me the stories about their pets. Oftentimes, if it's a memorial painting, even if the dog has passed. I've done ones with people or families. When people go onto my website, they'll see my style. I do it in my style. I have done some partially realistic paintings. That's how I was trained. But my style is more imaginative and bright and colorful and expression. And so I like getting the essence of the story in the commission. The
yeah,
heart of the
and so how does someone commission you to do painting? Say they're in Kaskab, Connecticut, or Caribou, Maine, or if they're in Mobile, Alabama, or somewhere overseas, and they hear this podcast, this interview. How do they get you commissioned to do work for them, do a painting for them? How does that work, Donna?
Well, they can call or email me, and we just have a conversation over the phone. I like to hear, I like to hear their story. And then I do the work. Sometimes people just say, I want a piece about Barcelona and give me, one or two sentences. And another time, somebody sends me a package of all the pictures of all their animals with a story about each one. It's really
wow.
Different depending on each person and what they want. And
go ahead.
I do my game.
It's just wonderful. It really is. Yeah, DonnaEstabrooks.com. That's D-O-N-N-A. Estabrooks is E-S-T-A Brooks.com. And they're there. And it's just wonderful. So here's my question. You know where I'm going to go with this. Singers always have their favorite song. Athletes have their famous and their most treasured accomplishment. Do you have one or two, Donna, that you just, I don't know, I have no idea what the mindset is when you sit down in front of the canvas, but maybe it was you just got into a groove and you were on your best and you just rolled out a painting. Is there one or two that are most notable in your career, Donna?
My favorite painting is the painting I'm working on. I mean, they're all my babies, so it's Sophie's Choice. I can't choose. It's
like asking a parent what their favorite kid is, especially it's from a big Irish Catholic family. There's inspiration here, like you said. You're painting prayers, but I look at one that's just like the sun. I believe we might have that one. I'm starting to feel like we're Donna Estabrook collectors, but Central Park is amazing. And I told you, I went through LaGuardia the other day, and there's these postcards with pictures of, all the hot spots and touristy things in New York, but the Central Park's amazing. You won't copy it, but right now I'm going to, I've let you know which one I want, and then it's nice that people can provide you pictures. Donna, let's give out your email. And phone numbers are always hard on the radio, but if I've got your number, and I'm going to ask people to instant message me if they're interested in talking to you further. But How did the DonnaEstabrooks.com, E-S-T-A-B-R-O-O-K-S.com. And Donna, of course, D-O-N-N-A. And you can see all her fine work for sale and really does a nice job. Donna, email, please. Email. A lot of people like the email.
It's betrueart@gmail.com.
Okay, you're going to have to say that one. Go ahead and give that to me. Okay.
betrueart@gmail.com.
betrueart@gmail.com.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's all on my website. Donna,
yep. And here's another favorite. I have a lot of people here that we've steered up to the Maine seacoast, Algonquin, Maine. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. In fact, that's what I want to mention. You have locations in Florence, Massachusetts, but you also, they're available in Maine. Is that not correct?
Yeah, Art and Soul, wonderful gallery. They have about 50 of my paintings right now. And Algonquin is a great place to visit, too.
No question about it. Donna, let's do this again soon. I appreciate you, and we're going to talk to you. We'll visit the gallery the next time we're out there in Florence, Massachusetts, not Florence, Italy, but it's an idyllic area. And guess what? Foliage is coming, folks. So I'm going to be the big shill for New England Foliage Sojourns, and I'm going to ask people to consider dropping by and seeing you. So I really appreciate talking to you, and thanks for coming on the show, Donna. All the best to you. You are very talented and a fine person, and I thank you.
Great. Thanks, Marty. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. Donna Estabrooks, check her out. Really does nice work. Very passionate about it. Started out as a communications or a marketing major, University of Massachusetts, and then her sojourn started in art and painting with TV Guide. Draw Blinky. Charles Schultz drew Blinky, I think it was. He was from Springfield, Massachusetts. And it was a national contest, and Donna won. She won and got the scholarship and went to basically Charles Schultz Art School in Springfield and got out of marketing and got into painting. And that was, I can venture to say, nearly 40 years ago. And she has really gained a tremendous following. Wonderful person. All right, we'll get back to the sports, but we always like to take a diversion into something interesting and highlight people and their talents, and Donna Estabrooks is all of that and then some. Thursday night football. We've got Green Bay visiting Washington. Telling you right now, Micah Parsons is going to be in the lineup. Just you wait and see. He's going to play. We'll come back. Put a wrap on it. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez, too, for the WNBA playoff capsules. Coming right back. Don't go away.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, down the home stretch we go. A little two-minute drill. I'll hit a couple of three or four topics real quick. The Blue Jays are going to shut out the Astros in all probability. They're up 4-0, but don't say that because Baltimore, I couldn't believe it the other night. Baltimore was being no-hit with one out to go in the game, came back and won. I think they were down 3-0 or 1-4-3. It's crazy. And like the Bob Ryan used to tell us, you go to a baseball game, you're always going to see have a good chance. Not always. You have a good chance of seeing something you've never seen before. So there you go. Yankees Tigers tonight. It'll be Holton against Slider, the kid from Massachusetts for the Yankees who got shelled his last time out. He did not look sharp. So and it was, I think it wasn't Washington. It was that other series, that tweener series. I forgot who it was, but anyways, he goes tonight for the Yankees. But then the Yankees gonna get on the plane after the game and tonight, and they're gonna make their way to Boston as we get ready for a huge Yankees Red Sox series this weekend at Fenway Park. Freed and Bayo will start it off. Do I have that right or no? I don't think I have that right. No, I don't. That'll be Saturday's game. Friday night's game is Heel 3-1 with a 3.31 against Giolito, who is 10-3 with a 3.38. That's Friday night. And let's see if they've got the Sunday matchup in terms of the pitching matchup. I'm going to guess that they do. Let's see if I'm right. Sunday. Where the heck is it? They got to be playing Sunday. What am I, crazy here? Okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, come on now. It's not a two-game series. There it is. Warren against Crochet. And that'll be a 7:10 Eastern on Sunday. College football, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, Georgia, Tennessee. Headline, there's a lot of other games. We will carve into them with Brock Hines on a Football Friday. For Dominic Jimenez, Donna Estabrooks at DonnaEstabrooks.com. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in to Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline. Adios.